Mick Jagger has put out solo albums before. She's the Boss in 1985 and Primitive Cool in 1987. Neither of them were very well received, commercially or critically. But his new release, Wandering Spirit, is getting attention for the way it revitalizes the old Rolling Stone sound. Critic Ken Tucker has this review.
Yeah, you put me in the trash. Yeah, you gave me up for love. Now it seems that you're doing all right. Take a look at me, I'm kind of cold.
Yeah, I guess I had put Mick Jagger in the trash, consigned him to the dustbin of rock history. After all, the Rolling Stones now seem a tad pathetic. Dinosaurs who stagger out of their caves every half decade or so with a new batch of songs that remind you of the old batch of songs. But the nice thing about Wandering Spirit is that Jagger more or less owns up to this. He chews over the idea of his obsolescence as a Rolling Stone and then spits it out, rejecting it. True to its title, Wandering Spirit is all over the map, very uneven in its song styles and performances. But never in his solo career has Jagger sounded so swaggeringly self-assured as he does on a terrific song like Out of Focus.
I saw a glittering dawn. I saw a beautiful morn. Shining on a hill. And I grabbed a cat by the tail. The future with my fingernails. But now I live in fear.
Jagger has recorded Wandering Spirit with producer Rick Rubin, who in the past has worked primarily with young hardcore metal and rap music acts. Jagger hasn't, thank goodness, tried to do any impersonations of a rude, booty-worshipping gangster rapper. If he had, he'd have given new meaning to the term arrested development. Instead, he's used Rick Rubin to give a harder, sharper edge to the music that accompanies his squalling vocals. But I'm not saying that Rubin is the secret hero of Wandering Spirit. I think Jagger is in full control, especially when he's working in genres he's experimented with before. For example, Jagger has always had a thing for country music, going back at least as far as Wild Horses with the Stones. But he's never sung country music as convincingly as he does on Evening Gown.
People say I'm high class, but I'm low down all the while. People think that I'm crazy when I flash that California smile. But I can still paint the town all the colors of your evening gown while I'm waiting for your blonde.
On the faster, louder songs here, Jagger spends a lot of time bragging. I'm hard as a brick, he yells on Wired All Night. I'm a mother of a man, he growls on a tune with the same name. For once, he's earned that boasting. The loud stuff is really good. But after Wandering Spirit drops off the charts, it may be the quiet music on this collection that lingers in our minds, that reminds us of what a satisfyingly complicated spirit Mick Jagger can be.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. I'm Terry Gross.